This is AgriPulse Drive Time for Friday, September 20th, brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation. Good afternoon. I'm Jeff Nally. Today, the House of Representatives approved a resolution to block the EPA's tailpipe emission standards. Eight Democrats voted with Republicans to approve the measure by a count of 215 to 191. The EPA finalized the rule earlier this year, setting standards for emissions for light and medium-duty vehicles. As those standards would require a large portion of their vehicles be electric, opponents have referred to the regulations as an EV mandate. Republican Donald Trump has vowed to repeal the rules if elected president. The final regulation also faces a court challenge from many Republican states and oil industry groups. The National Corn Growers Association applauding the vote results by the lower chamber. Minnesota farmer and NCGA President Harold Woolley said the members of Congress who passed this legislation understand well that there are many different tools that we can use to reduce greenhouse gas emissions. While it could take years to realize the potential that EVs offer, ethanol is an effective part of a portfolio of options for addressing climate concerns, and it's fully available for use today. Preliminary results of a new study released by the Energy Futures Initiative Foundation today show corn ethanol has the potential to achieve near net zero carbon emissions by 2035 and net zero by 2050. The potential for corn ethanol to be sustainable aviation fuel feedstock hinges on the ethanol industry's ability to further reduce emissions. The preliminary results show what the foundation said are nine currently available and affordable measures that taken together could get corn ethanol to net zero or even negative emissions by 2050. The study identifies the acceleration of current measures that can and are being taken at plants and on the farm. In Brazil, the Fuels of the Future bill could increase the soybean crushing for biodiesel production to 55.8 million tons in 2025. That's up from the current 54.4 million ton forecast, according to data from the Brazilian Association of Vegetable Oil Industries. The Brazilian Chamber of Deputies approved the bill with increases the mandatory blending of biodiesel and diesel and ethanol in gasoline. The increase in soybean crushing would be necessary to meet the targets for the mandatory blending of biodiesel and diesel set by the bill at 15%, with increases of 1 percentage point per year until reaching 20% in March of 30. Cattle and calves on feed for the slaughter market in the United States for feedlots with capacity of 1,000 head or more totaled 11.2 million head in September. That's up 1% from last year and just slightly more than the average trade guess. Feedlot placements for August totaled 1.98 million head, 1% below last year, and marketings of fed cattle during August totaled 1.82 million head, 4% below a year ago. In other news this week, an analysis by experts at North Dakota State University suggests neither the Republican nor the Democratic trade platforms would be positive for U.S. farmers and ranchers. The analysis estimates substantial export losses for U.S. soybeans, corn, beef, and wheat. Each scenario assumes the U.S. government would impose tariffs on goods from China and from other countries that would provoke retaliatory measures against American exports. Under a worst-case scenario in the analysis, projected U.S. ag exports could decrease by $15.8 billion for soybeans, $4.4 billion for corn, $2.5 billion for wheat, and $2.3 billion for beef. Today's Drive Time is brought to you by the American Farm Bureau Federation and the Farm Bureau News. Subscribe to Farm Bureau News to get the farm stories that matter most in your inbox twice each month. Write this down. Go to fb.org/FBN subscribers to sign up. The Farm Bureau News is available wherever you get podcasts. Well, that's all for today's Drive Time. For more agriculture, trade, food, environment, and regulatory news, visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse, I'm Jeff Nally.